Great evening, everybody. Great evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Thank you so much for tuning in. Y'all know what y'all listening to. Y'all listening to Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. I'm your host tonight, Nishine L. So glad to be with you. So glad to be healthy. So glad to be strong. So glad to be here in such a time as this. We have a great show for you. Exclusive interview with supermodel Shay Davis. Now listen. Shay Davis is widely recognized as the runaway diva. Well, I want y'all to tune in, call people, and let them know that we have Shay Davis coming into the studio with us. It's just moments away. So go ahead and tag people, let them know to tune in to Mind Blowing Decision. They can call in at 323-642-1569. 323-642-1569. Go ahead and hit your social media. Let everybody know we are going live with exclusive interviews with supermodel Shay Davis. Hey, again, I'm your host tonight, Nishine L. We got a great show. She is a motivator. She's a supermodel, actress, motivational speaker, on-air personality, model, coach, and brand ambassador. I mean, this is some work, right? So I want to appreciate my sister for coming on. We want to thank her for spending time with us. She brings a keen sense of passion in her endeavors and has worked extensively with clients across various industries throughout her career. This is what I'm talking about. This is putting in the work, you guys. She is a, not just supermodel, yeah, to say the least, special people do extraordinary things, and ordinary people become extraordinary people. I'm so excited to be with you guys tonight. Welcome, Gigi, as always. Tonight is going to be a special night.
Thank you, sis.
So we're super excited, and we know that it's a lot of tragedy out here in the world today, so we hope that we can bring some joy and some laughter, some hope and inspiration in these tough times. We also want to encourage you to take care of yourself, wash your hands, keep your hygiene together, get your affairs together, your financial affairs together. This is the time for you to come up. If you can't see it, then go to sleep and ask for it. Go through excellence, because we all have talent. We all have talent and skills, and sometimes there are people who can believe in themselves and do the will that causes them the purpose of just finding themselves and being in full power and full control of their destiny. God is just a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be in the presence, to be in the atmosphere, in the land of the living. In the land of the living, being seen, being heard, growing always, learning always, to be around like-minded people with spirit, soul, and mind, and no matter what conditions we find ourselves in, and no matter what circumstances we find ourselves in, and no matter what may come our way, we have stood, and some people act like they don't see us, but I want to encourage you, don't worry about who don't see you, just keep on making noise, keep on making moves and marks in this earth that cannot be erased. Keep showing up for yourself. I think that's the biggest strength you can give yourself is to show up for yourself. So I'm excited to be here with you all tonight. And I don't want to give away a whole lot of supermodel Shay Davis background just yet, because I want to give her a chance to tell her story, her extraordinary story. And to become a brand ambassador, a supermodel, running game, learning game and putting people on and helping so many people across the world it's just amazing when you look back over your life and be able to see your career choices and then your personal choices and how they marry each other very, very well sometimes. And then sometimes we just need a little encouragement from those who need someone else to believe in you. I believe in you. We believe in you. Come on, you can do this. You got this. Dream big. Dream big. I mean, you have to dream big to be widely recognized as a runaway diva, okay? So, but I apologize. Let me say it the right way. The runaway diva, Shay, okay? So, supermodel is going to be with us shortly. Gigi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Girl, I'm excited. I did get a little nap in, you know, which refreshed me. Sometimes you got to shut down for a few minutes.
Right.
Call your partners up and say, don't let me sleep past this time. Thank you, sister. I'm always getting here. Sometimes you just need to take it down for a second, close your eyes so you can wake it up and bring it back to life. And, you know, I'm excited because we got another day. I was able to encourage someone who reached out to me I haven't spoke to in a while. And I can hear the purpose of her call, of her messaging me. She is into sales and affiliations and things like that. And so she was reaching out, you know, to see about where I was with my business. And so I was telling her about the things that I'm doing and the new adventures I was on. And, you know, and it encouraged her. She was like, so she asked me, she said, are you got the, I said, I'm recovering strong. She was like, oh, okay. She said, does that mean that you got the coronavirus? I said, girl, no, love. No.
I thought I did.
Thank goodness.
No, it was just a cold. And thank goodness.
Yeah, thank goodness.
One of my friends told me right there that I'll take some of me some NyQuil, and I did. And it's gone. And the headache gone, too.
Amen. That's awesome. That's awesome to hear. Good testimonies. And that's why I'm excited because I'm alive. I'm here. I'm here. I'm on the air. And, you know, I'm there. I'm there everywhere you tune into Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. You guys, I mean, there's so much to talk about. So many topics to talk about. But I hope that we hear a little bit more from you guys. I want you to call in today. The call-in number hasn't changed. It's 323-642-1569. And please push option 1 to be live on air so I know that you want to leave a comment, ask a question, and just join the conversation. I hope that your day is going so far so well. I know some of you guys are tuning down for the night, and we appreciate you always again for taking the time to be here with us on air live. So I want to ask a question while we're waiting on our guests. With this pandemic, have you been able to prior to the shutdown and been able to get all the groceries or the toiletries and things that you needed?
So Gigi. One thing I couldn't, okay, I got everything except for one thing. Otherwise, I'm going to have to write the call. One thing I didn't get, but I got everything else.
That's awesome. Well, I had to go make a couple runs here and there. So I have been able to move around. I want to say that out here in Vegas, everything is moving slow. And they're working on some things. And so the shelves was empty, you know, a day or two. So I was able to, prior to everything, get most of the stuff I needed. And then I needed tissue, of course. That's not on the shelves.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I had to go to stores 7 stores to find adequate toilet paper to house us as this pandemic is going on. But, yeah, I got pretty much everything I needed. I was trying to get me some vegetables because sometimes when you're going through things like this, you want to put fresh vegetables in your diet.
Right.
And so, you know, plant-based food, that kind of thing. So I've been kind of laying off the meat. I had my first meat protein. I had a piece of salmon that I put in a crock pot so it can kind of just slow cook. And I just use a little salt, sea salt, and some pepper, and I let it cook up, and it was good. And I had some pasta, peas, and green beans and corn, and I made up a little sauce and mixed with some. I don't know if people have a preference, but it wasn't a lot on the shelf, so I had to get some. I can't believe it's not butter. So I got the spray, and I had to use that, you know, to cook, because I didn't want to buy a lot. I'm, you know, in the hotel, so I don't want to have a whole lot, but I got enough to sustain, you know, us while we're here until we make it back, you know, to our hometown. But we're super excited because, you know, it could be worse. A lot of people are going through a lot of different things, and we want to give our condolences to those who are very heavily affected by this and those who have recovered from this. We want to encourage you to stay well, stay healthy, be positive, and social distance is still a must right now. But at the same time, we need the government to do what's right. And it's time to go ahead and settle all accounts. And do it now quickly, you know. No one has, we've been in this, over 30 days, or, you know, it's, you know what the world is made of. So, you know, how we're going to get through it is through when you shut down the economy, you know, the world trade. When you shut that stuff down, then you risk people really, you know, and then they letting people out of jail. And, you know, out there in California, they're letting people out of jail and out of the mental institution.
Out of the mental institution, they shouldn't. Out of the mental institution.
They just let them go, and we can understand that crime rate is up, so we want you all to be careful out there. Protect yourselves as best as you can. It's time to learn, come together. Those of you that you are in the house together, it's time for you all to come together, you know, and come up with a strategy. Not so much as that you have to defend yourself, but you should know how to defend yourself. And you should know your right to defend yourself. And so we're going to be on some classes soon, you know, here and there, to, you know, just to help people understand, those that don't, that's interested, you know, you'll be able to dial us up or go on YouTube shortly. Or even I'm sure we'll be broadcasting more more on all of this pandemic. But we're just excited. Again, you guys tune in, call people and let them know that we're live, and we have an exclusive interview with supermodel Shay Davis, the runaway diva set. So I am, as always, excited to meet extraordinary people, as I said before. As an actress and model, Shay has been the face of several international advertising companies, gracing runways, stage plays, productions, and TV screens, such as her featured role in TV One, Number Murder, you know, VH1's Daytime Divas, Married to Medicine, the Ricky Smiley For Real Show, I Cheated So What, and the Michael Biehn Show. As a spokesmodel and brand ambassador, her ad campaign for leading brand includes Revlon, Bronner Brothers, Strength of Nature, and most recently, Black Girls Rock. Now, you know, Black Girls Rock has just went worldwide. You know, it's almost like the unicorn, the last unicorn, you know. And so
it, you know, it's that era, it's that type of prestige, it's that type of magnitude of sisters of all calibers of color, beautiful color and gold and glistening coppers of melanated people. And wonderful women who are mothers, daughters, sisters, and brothers. I mean, I'm sorry, not brothers, but sisters and aunts and grandmothers and friends, you know, and coworkers and peers of all these different entities and different practices and so on. So, again, I'm just super excited to meet people who have positioned themselves in such a way that gives other people hope that in their they had to come from somewhere and they have put in the work, put in the time, and they have owned it like the runaway diva Shay. So we super, super excited. In addition, her print work involved Hype Hair Magazine, right? Have you heard of Hype Hair Magazine? Look, I was out of the circulation, so this is move. You know, when I hear, when you look at someone's I would say resume or capability sheets, or yet you see their their bio and see some of the things, some of the amazing things that they have had their hands in and had some type of impact, you know, it's exciting. And I can only imagine all the places and things and people, you know, the experiences, the ups and downs that goes along with these type of venues. You know, it's just exciting to see someone who has strength and charisma and just poise, you know. The beauty that comes from within, that glistens on the skin, kind of beauty. It's that black girl magic. And so she has represented black girl magic very, very well. I'm so proud to know her, even though, you know, with these slogans and these titles and these events and these tags and these slangs that we put on ourselves and we, you know, we collaborate together in unison, it doesn't matter what anyone else defines us to be. We define who we are. I'm proud to know people of like mind spirit. Super excited. It's amazing. It's amazing to celebrate someone else's success when you're working on your own or you're looking towards how can I get out of the situation I'm in. And so in these times, I hope that people can dream big. I hope they can be encouraged, because the young lady that rushed out to me that I was talking about earlier, I told her this is going to be a phenomenal time for her. I know that you're scared. I know that you're unsure. I know that this is a place that you've never been before here in America, America, however you want to call it. Some to the United States of, and you know, these parties and houses and legislations and all this stuff, they have politics that take over good ethics, good morals, and it's just exciting again, like I said, to be graced in the presence, or to be graced in, or to know that there are people out here who is making a difference as a spokesperson, you know, an ambassador brand of so many different people, so many different great, great brands that we know. Again, Hype Hair Magazine, and then Encore HD, Orlando Bridal. I mean, Orlando Bridal, come on, Encore HD, Bridal. Orlando Bridal, the cover of Brides Magazine, The Lantern, The Atlantic Voice, NYSFE, Hair Care, Defiance, One Teen Magazine, Makeup Artist Magazine, and more. Shay has been seen around the country on the runways of Macy's, Dillard's, You guys, I mean, it's so many more. NYFW, EAFW, and the Georgia Bridal Show Tour, just to name a few. Faye Davis, the runaway diva, model, actress, motivational speaker, on-air personality, and brand ambassador for booking, interviews, speaking info, O-R-O-B-I. You guys, I'm just excited, again, to be able to be on a platform where we have people who put in the work, who is just as successful and not so much in the forefront where everybody can see them, but they're doing the work behind the scenes. Those are true success stories, being a part of an organization where you all can collaborate, be yourself, and express yourself in true honesty, and be able to come to conclusions where you guys make it work no matter what the differences are, because you see the potential, you see the importance of the song. I can't recall, Gigi, maybe you can help me recall who sang I Need You. It's a gospel song. I love you, I need you. I can't recall how it go, but we all a part of God's body. And
it sounds familiar.
I can't recall.
We're all God's body.
Okay, stand with me. Agree with me. That's the song. Stand with me. Agree with me. All a part
Of
God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied, that all of our needs be supplied. And I'm excited to be, again, in the land of the living, so super excited to know you, to get to come into your heart, to get to come into your mind. I hope you take the time to get to know me. Join us every week right here on Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationships. Now, giving you background, and that's just a snippet of the runaway diva, Shay. It's just a snippet. You're so much more to her, and to be esteemed and to be acknowledged worldwide, recognized, to be presented as supermodel is a really, really endearment, and it's a honor to carry yourself in such a way and to present yourself in such a way. So you position yourself to greatness and you stay focused to the course and you will succeed. Every young woman, every young man out here that have a dream, it's time to bring it to pass. I want to mention some other businesses that have succeeded in times like this back in H1N1 pandemic, and the influenza pandemic and all the other ones over the decades that have happened, over the hundreds and hundreds of years of this, these different wars and different times of shutdowns. The government has shut down, and it's been documented over the history during war times and tort times and things of that nature, and through civil wars and so on and so on. But I want to share with you that you can be whatever you dream to be. You get to say. No one else gets to tell you where your destiny lies at. People may come and go in your life, and people may even, you may come and go in someone else's life, briefly come past somebody. And sometimes you may be in somebody's life for a short time, sometimes long term. Sometimes it's just what it is, you're bonded, you know. And so there are things that bring us together. There are things supernaturally that bring us together, and events in life happen. And we have to have the time and the patience with one another to be able to hear one another and see one another and not overlook that people are dealing with all manner of things. And every day that they show up is a damn fight. Every day. So I want to take my hat off, and I want to gracefully bow before the audience that hear Mind Blowing Decisions, your host, Lasonya L. I want to gracefully bow and encourage you that, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be a lovely day. I listen to that song. It's going to be a lovely day in my spirit. Not that I played it anytime soon, but I believe that you should encourage yourself to know that you're going to be okay. You're an extraordinary and super extraordinary spirit who has a soul, who's housed in a body. You're not just human. You're not just the average person that is hopeless. If you believe in you, if you need help, reach out, you know, and if you have the strength to help someone else, help them. Just learn how to take care of each other. That's what I want to encourage you to do tonight. So, again, the Runaway Diva, I'm quite sure, has some fascinating stories. And as soon as she's tuning in, we will plug right on to our platform. We're just super excited to be able to, again, be able to come into your hearts and to your ears, to your audio surrounding your car, wherever you're listening from. Just super excited to be alive, and I hope that again and again that you all are doing well and keeping social distance at home and making memories and getting plans together and, you know, getting maybe a scrapbook, you know, for those who are anxious, who's feeling claustrophobic because you haven't been able to get out. You can still get out. Go take a brisk walk, a short pace walk, you know, take your time and breathe in the ozone. It's clean because there's not a lot of traffic out there. So because there's not a lot of traffic, the air quality is a lot better. And this is the weather forecast. I just gave you the weather forecast. So that's great news. And that means that our God is an awesome God, and he reigns on heaven and earth, you know, wisdom and power. So I believe that I know that all things will be all right. Things are going the way it needs to go in the right direction, based on the things that I've heard lately, right before we come on air. The president was doing a briefing, and the briefing was about how they were going to take care of the indigenous people, the other people, the invisible people. These are terms that they use relating to certain subjects, and if you know anything about subjects, which I can only imagine being a model, being subjected, just being a woman subjected to a man's world or to a world that's so dominating, so fierce, and so competitive. You know, I can't wait to hear some of the competitive stories and the performance that need to be brought. When you come, you got to come with your game, you know, your A game. And so I'm super excited, again, like I said, to know people of this type of caliber who has worked their ass off, if I may say, who has been honored and widely recognized as the Runaway Diva Shay. So I'm you have to be able to motivate other people. You have to keep your head up in times like that where you are in constant competition, demand of changing in and out of clothes and sequences. And you have to be able to you got to be able to pose, strike a pose in a heartbeat. You got to be able to bring it. You know, you got to be able to act, and you got to be able to perform, and you got to be able to bring the fire and the passion, and you got to let people know the experience that you're having is a real life experience. And so I aspired when I was younger, probably when I was about 8 years old, I thought I wanted to be a model, and I thought I wanted to be a designer, and I had created a drawing of some clothing. And my junior high school, it was the second time that I presented it, but I had the first time I presented some drawings of some clothing that I wanted to sew because my mother had taught me how to sew, you know, on my hands. So And then I had a young friend who was still third grade, John Bosnese, Arthur, Chicago University graduate and university motivational speaker as well. She, I've known her since we were in third grade. She taught me how to sew as well by hand, Cambodia style, seamstress style. And I just love being able to do that kind of thing with my dolls and, you know, my little teddy bears and so on, my stuffed animals. I don't know if any other little girls out there who, you know, grown women who have, when they were little girls, had those kind of collections where it allowed you to be able to dream and take care of and run government in your own playhouse, you know, so to speak. So, Gigi, do you recall being a young girl playing around with some of the toys and stuffed animals or just making up games with your sisters or just by yourself?
Yes. Yeah, with my
sisters.
Tell
us a little bit about it.
And with my sisters and by myself. We wanted to be singers. But my middle sister right there came out and had the nice singing voice. But she don't use it because she's shy. She's singing in church sometimes. And I used to say, why God gave my sister a beautiful voice, but he didn't give me a beautiful singing voice. So I guess he had his own way.
But, you know, sometimes, let me encourage you right there. Sometimes, honey, it just takes a little training. It just really take you, like, for me, I sang in gospel groups and in the choir, several choirs throughout my life, my career, my church career. I did all of that kind of stuff. And it just sometimes you need to be around other people who can professionally sing, and then you pick up on it because you're in practice. It's not that you don't have a beautiful voice. You need to exercise it so that you can learn the different methods to holding notes and, you know, la 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 la, you know, all that stuff. And so those
right,
are
because my grandmother right there was, yeah, my grandma was trying to teach me, I guess right there I didn't pick it up.
Well, sometimes it take a few times, girl. I tried to learn the piano 5 different times, took the lessons in school. My mother paid for it, the church paper, and my fingers just was not able to hit them stroke, them keys the way I needed to. I was missing them. And it's a disability, I think, for me, because I was very passionate and still is and fascinated by the black and white keys of a piano, a keyboard that I made sure that I kept instruments around my son as I grew them up because I wanted them to be musically inclined, you know, and when music is in your soul, it's going to come out. And you know that because you're creator, writer yourself, Gigi. And you have been working
right
on some project yourself. So I want to encourage you to keep on dreaming and keep on working at it and make your vision come to pass no matter what. Agrees and who don't agree. I think it's wonderful.
And you know what? When I was a little girl, right, I wanted to be a singer. Okay, when I used to listen to my mother's records, I was right there, imagining right there, I was singing the lead in the records.
Mm-hmm.
That was a beautiful fantasy.
Okay, so listen, guys, as we warm up, I want you guys to tag people and let them know that we are super excited to have with Supermodel Shay. Hopefully everything is well. We pray that all, you know, sometimes things happen and time, we're in different time zones. So we pray all is well and we hear from our sister. But we're going to continue on right now until we hear from her and give you an update. We're going to continue on with our show. I'm going to try to find a little music to play for you guys through this time. And I hope it's encouraging you guys. And we're going to keep talking about some of the good things in life that happen with us as individuals, who have inspiring dreams. Again, and Gigi, I want to hear a little bit more about your project. And if you could just give me a snippet of it. Not right away, but, you know, just to me a little bit about why you why this was so, oh my God, like.
Okay, I'm going to write this one. I love Denise LaChow, and I'm listening to her record, and I said, "Wait, I'm going to do something like Denise LaChow."
Okay.
How she talk a little bit, she talk a little bit, then she sing. And Millie Jackson do too. And I said, wait a minute, I want to write to do this too. I can do it. And when I listened to B.B. King, I said, he talk in his music, he don't be singing. Because I heard a lot of writers songs and people doing that. So I said, I want to try this myself.
So then it begins. Go ahead and tell me more. Yeah, go ahead. Tell me more.
Okay. So I still got it in my head, but okay, I had changed the words, but I'm a write. I had changed the words, some of it, but I'm going to write it down. But you want me to say some of it? On the radio?
Would you please? Please, would you?
I'm going to get you.
You don't have to. Listen. Listen, I want you to hear me loud and clear. I am in no way trying to encourage you to do something you're not ready to do. However, why not take advantage of the time that you have and do you? That's what it's all about. Since we have... You know, use the opportunities that we have to make people life, give them experience or give them something, you know. Hey, that's cool. And before you do it, though, this is what I want you to do. Uh-huh. I want you to tell people who you said, give us the name of the person that inspired this and what she does and what that meant to you to be able to do something to recognize her and to accomplish, not to tell us in your own words, girl. Tell us in your own words.
The late, okay, I used to listen to the late blues singer, Denise LaSalle. And what did she listen to?
Let's get one or two of her sounds so that we know who this person is. You know, we got young audience. We have millennials that listen to us that may not know who Denise LaSalle is, and but only by sound.
Okay, she's the queen of blues. First, right there, Coco Beware was the queen of blues. Then she passed, and then they made Denise LaSalle the queen of blues. She's a singer. Yeah, she's a singer, and she used to own a club.
All right.
And her and singer Millie Jackson right there are best friends before Denise LaSalle passed away.
So what sounds, were some of the songs that inspired you to do this particular project? What exactly did it for you? Because you painted a picture that that she inspired you because she talked. She, you know, was like a form of rap. She just said, "You woman to woman, right? This is what I'm trying to get you to be about. Tell us what inspired. What was it exactly that made you say, I got to honor my sister and be able to give her honor through my own expression?" And so you created a project that kind of got some swag to it.
Speaking her free spirit, speaking her peace, and say what you want to say, and telling it like it is.
What you say, girl?
That makes sense.
It does. It does. Go ahead. Go ahead. But can you give us? Can you? I still want you to give our listening audience the sound of that song that inspired you, this particular project, and then go right into that verse of it.
Okay, I'll give you a little bit of it.
I take it back. Do your portion, and then people will catch on.
Yeah. So, okay, here it goes. Hello. Can I speak to Miss Doe? Hello, Miss Doe. This is Miss Lady. I heard you going around town telling people that I'm chasing after your man, and I have a man. Let me tell you something, Miss Thing. I don't need to chase after your no-good, sorry, broke, ugly man with this old stinking drunk pill, thinking that he God gets the women and a player. He isn't nobody's type. Okay, that's some of it.
Well, thank you so much. This is what I was saying. You did so good. You know, I want to encourage you to have fun in life and explore yourself, explore what you're doing, you know, because you never know. Like, you remember, and this is a compliment. This is no disrespect, but you never know where your success is going to lie. And if you're always afraid of doing something that never been done before, that you've never done before, let me say. Yeah, and because these are times of learning and doing new things. The world is changing before us, right up under our feet is changing. And so we have to go with it or get left behind. And so I'm excited to know, you know, personalities and spirits and souls such as yourself, Gigi, who's not ashamed to explore those possibilities, and your success may be right in the very thing you just did, and you never would have done it, yet someone else encouraged you to go ahead and do it, you know. So I'm super excited to have you on board and following your dreams and your passion, and I appreciate the project that you're working on, woman to woman. Hey, Miss Doe, this Miss Lady. Don't nobody want your broke thing. I heard you was going around town. How you say I heard you was going
I heard you going around town telling people that I'm shaking up your man. And I have a man.
Oh,
let me tell you something, Miss Thing.
Girl, I want your man.
And my husband helped me. Well, he liked it. He helped me with it, too. Some of it.
That is so great. That is so great. You know this. See, this is what I'm saying.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Okay, because you know right there, I wasn't talking about nobody and the friction. And like having fun. That's all I was doing, having fun. And I know right there, the lady Denise Michelle, was talking in her songs, I know right that she's having fun too.
I appreciate creativity, and I appreciate courage and strength. I appreciate you believing in yourself. This is wonderful, and this made a wonderful day. I want to play for you guys. Just take a brief moment. Go get you something to drink. Get you, you know, some chips, and come on. Dial in and let us know how you doing and how your night is going. A lot of this tax money is going forth right now, being dropped and deposited into direct deposit into people's accounts. And we have heard that those who are on disability don't have to do anything to file from a representative in the IRS. So if you have direct deposit, whether it's in the bank account or on a next spin card or whatever car payment services that you all use, that money will be coming to you soon. Plus, they're getting ready to release, I've heard $350 trillion for the Black community. So I want you all to get excited. Truly am excited. And for the smaller businesses that did not get the money, the first round of the money, they will be looking into those small businesses to fund them as well. So I want to play with you. Ain't no half stepping.
Yeah. I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. It's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word. I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC day, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's the wrong move. So what you on, huh? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. When it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-G-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made my kinsu, wait until when you try to front, so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. Some type of joke, that game, puzzle, a riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the cane starts to talk, cause I'm the Big Daddy. My field in court, then again on second thought. The happiness coming out sounding so similar. It's like a fusion for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, so yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your special mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraph. I manifest, rap prime minister. Some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next the formation of words that fit. At the table I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to left, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth, and if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step through me, I think you should know that. I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy. Down the road. I appear right here and scare and dear. A mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near seer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that.
Yeah, ain't no half
stepping. Big Daddy Kane, y'all, right there. Y'all back a little while just to get y'all, you know, that good fresh crew, you know, because we got to have some unity in this world. And we can't do things halfway. We got to step all the way, stand all the way up and do it, do the damn thing and do it good and do it excellent, do it well, right? So I'm super excited to be in your life tonight. So excited. Thank you so much, Gigi. I know it wasn't easy for me to put you on the spot. Thanks, Pusfoot.
I wasn't nervous.
You did good. You did good. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So many people around the world are just having anxiousness and anxiety and different things. And so I just want to bring a little inspiration in your life. You know, if I could sign another song while we're on the air, we're just going to play a little music here tonight, you know, and just have a little fun, you know, taking our time, going back through time, through different song and sound, you know. you know, what I want to do is I want to recognize the efforts of the first responders who are out there who are making it possible that other people through the order of stay at home to save a life. It really is important for those who are in recovery, those who are fighting and who is not doing well, who are, you know, is hoping for a better turnaround. Hopefully the numbers out there get better, but I want to encourage you to find something to do. So right now you can go on to like YouTube and you can go and look up different things. Now YouTube is kind of a little crowded right now because with all the kids being home and all the people searching, you know, on the internet. And so it's probably a little crowded. So if you're having a little time with things uploading, be patient. Take deep breath. You ain't got nothing else but time. You got nothing else but time, so relax. They remind me, time won't give me time. Who's that? Well, see, this is what I'm talking about, taking you back through time and trying to remember the artists that came before us who have laid their life down and given us timeless music, timeless sound and soul and spirit. You know, it's nothing like being you. You know, it's nothing like it's nothing like knowing your own truth and not selling yourself short, but going for everything that you could think to go for. Wow. I'm telling you, it's some hardcore people out here, and it's some scums, and it's you worry about different things. They had this thing. This is what I'm sorry, I was rambling, but this is what I wanted to share with you all with people being anxious at home. I know some people won't voice their fears and doubts and different things. That things are going to get better, but it will. Tupac said, "Fuck you all." So I want to tell you, those people that's trying to suppress, those people who are trying to scheme and hurt folks and plot and plan against people's rights, fuck all
right.
Y'all. Let's take you to that for a second, because I had this dream, girl. I went to sleep and I had a dream, and the dream was a little frightening, so I just, you know, it ain't going to come true. It's just a dream because of the anxiety and fears of being in a new place and during times like this. Uncertainties is a lot, you know, and fear can grip people in all type of ways. So if you're having panic attacks, anxieties about different things, horrible things happening to you, I want you to know it's kind of a common thing. That's what the pandemic is about. It's about creating fear. It's about creating dominance, and it's about controlling and managing people. And so I had this fucked up ass dream that woke me up like at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then it caused me not to be able to eat for 2 nights because I'm like, what the hell is this? You know, I kept feeling like people were going to jump into my hotel room and just have their way, you know, whichever way they wanted to, you know, trying to see if they could find something. And that was that was a real fear. It was a real panic, and it woke me up out of my sleep. And it put me on guard, so I was uneasy. So I had to find something to do to, you know, to calm myself, to remind myself that I'm safe and that I'm protected and I don't live in fear. I don't live in fear. And these things can't come nigh me because I put a hedge of protection around myself and my family and my dwellings that these harmful things won't befall me. So even when I have these fears, I know it's just it's an implant of a thought because of things that they've been saying and things of what's going on, which is it's the effect of pandemic, epidemic, kind of hysteria. So I want to say fuck you all, as Tupac said, for you all creating all this goddamn fear in this goddamn land. Check it out.
Fuck all y'all. I don't need nobody. Fuck all y'all.
Money gone, fuck friends. I need a homie that know me when all these motherfucking cops be on me. I got problems. Ain't nobody calling back. Now what the fuck is happening with my ball again? Remember me, I'm your homie that was down the broad, sipping in a D, hanging with the clowns and all. We used to do a straight through, screw, and come a new, we had bitches by the dozen. We fucking cousins, you can throw your middle finger if you feel me low. A nigga just got paid and we still was broke. It took time, but finally the cash was mine. All of the rewards of a hustler, stuck in the grind. Look around, and all I see is snakes and faces like scavengers, waiting. Take a hustler's pay, and when you stuck, where the fuck is all your friends? They straight busted and can't be trusted. Fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. I'm a hopeless thug, ain't no love, reminiscing on how close we were way back in the day, before they put the crack in the way. Hey, how much money can you stack in the deck? It's getting rough, collect calls for my niggas and cups. I recollect we used to ball, now just living's enough. I'm staying tall in the winter, summer, spring, and fall. Blood for life, sprawled all across the wall and all. I found my dollars, make me wanna holler. Dropping albums, sell a million, give a fuck about tomorrow. I know it's getting crazy at the dark tomorrow. Keep on up in the public, ain't no fear in my heart. What's going on in the ghetto? Still struggling, strive. I still roll with the heater, smoking chocolate top. In 94, I be going solo. Too many problems of my own, so I'm rolling dodo. Fuck all y'all. That's right. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. I'm with the raggedy bitches, quick to socializing with the baddest bitches. Went from a bucket to a rag with switches. I'm seeing death around the corner. I'm bumping Doria, doing 90 cause I wanna. I'm getting high like I said it was some chocolate time. Mixing some Indonesia, watch me fry. And even though I know the cop behind me, it's a weed enough. I continue doing 90, till I get caught. Another ticket, get the kick, get in court. Fuck the law, give a shit, I'm even worse than before. I know they wanna see a nigga bubbly, but I ain't worried, still throwing these things. Got me locked in these chains, and hey nigga, what the fuck is you wailing about? Soon as I hit the sale, I'll be bailing out. And when I hit the streets, I'm in the rush to ball. I'm screaming thug life, nigga, fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all, man. Fuck all y'all. I need nobody. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all. First edition. Daily News. New York Post. Fuck all y'all. Fuck all y'all.
and Gigi Watson, station manager. We're just so excited to be with you all tonight. Unfortunately, supermodel Shay David, the runaway diva Shay, would not be able to be with us tonight. Well, hopefully that she would, but we have not heard from her, and we hope and wish her well. We know there's some great circumstances that keep people bound from being able to get where they need to be. So we pray that her team, her staff, her publicist, and everybody is doing well, and send best wishes to them.
And
hopefully we can.
And Ms. Sean, I'm going to get you for playing that song.
I'm going to get you. We gonna say Tupac hit him up. That's the next song I'm about to hear. I'll be right back. Tupac, hit him up. Y'all have some fun.
I ain't got no motherfucker.
So I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker. Westside, bad boy killer. You know who the realest is, niggas. We bring it to you. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with game. You claim to be a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, Puffy tryna see me weak, hearts I rip. Biggie Smalls and Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches. We keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. Lil Caesar, go ask your homie how I leave you. Cut your young ass up, leave you in pieces. Now be deceased. Lil Kim, don't fuck around with real cheese. Quick to snatch your ugly ass off the streets. I don't even know why I'm on this track. Y'all niggas ain't even on my level. I'ma let my little homies ride on you, bitch made ass bad boy.
Feel. Get out the way, yo. Get out the way, yo. Biggie Smalls just got dropped. Little move past the mat. And let me hit him in his back. Frank White need to get spanked right for setting traps. Little accident murderer. And I ain't never heard of ya. Noiseless cat attack when I'm serving ya. Spank and shake your whole style when I gank. Guard your rank, cause I'ma slam your ass in the paint. Puffy weaker than the fucking block I'm running through, nigga. And I'm smoking Junior Mafia in front of you, nigga. With the ready power, tucking my gas under my Eddie Bauer. Your clout petty sour, I'll put back at just every hour. Hit him up.
Grab your blocks when you see Tupac. Call the cops when you see Tupac. Who shot me? But your punks didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, we hit him up. People, how we do it? Keep it real. It's penitentiary steel. This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouth open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly. But they burn, motherfucker, you deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. All you niggas living for me, why you fucking with me? I'm a self-made millionaire. Thug living out of prison, pistols in the air. Biggie, remember when I used to let you sleep on the couch and beg a bitch to let you sleep in the house? Now it's all about Versace, you copy my style. Five shots couldn't drop me, I took it in smell. Now I'm about to set the record straight. With my AK, I'm still the thug that you love to hate. Motherfucker, I hear
from any W jurors with plenty murders occurs. No point to comments, we bring the drama to all you heard. Not to check the scenario. Little C's, I bring you fake G's. See your knees, copping please with these scenario. Little Kim is you coked up or doped up. Click smoked up. What the fuck is you stupid? I take money, crash and mash through Brooklyn with my click looting, shooting and polluting your block with 15 shots. Cock locked to your knot, outlaw mafia click, moving up another notch in your box top spots. Get mopped and dropped all your fake ass East Coast props, brainstormed and locked.
Juicer, beat writer, a pop style taker. I tell you to your face, you ain't shit but a faker. So for the Alize with a chaser, about to get murdered for the paper. Edie, I mean approach the scene of the caper like a loc with low season and a choke. Don't smoke. We ain't no motherfucking joke, dog. Like niggas better be known. We approaching in a wide open gun smoking. No need for hoping it's a battle lost. I got him crossed as soon as the funk is popping off. Nigga, I hit him up.
Now you tell me who won. I see them, they run. They don't wanna see us. Old Junior Mafia clique dressing up trying to be us. How the fuck they gonna be the mob when we always on our job? We millionaires. Killing ain't fair, but somebody gotta do it. Oh yeah, Mob Deep. You wanna fuck with us? You little young ass motherfuckers. Don't one of you niggas got sickle cell or something? You fucking with me, nigga. You fuck around, have a seizure, a heart attack. You better back the fuck up before you get smacked the fuck up. That's how we do it on our side. Any of you niggas from New York that wanna bring it, bring it. But we ain't singing, we bringing drama. Fuck you and your motherfucking mama. We gon' kill all you motherfuckers.
Now when I came out, I told you it was just about Biggie. Then everybody had to open their mouth with a motherfucker opinion. Well, this is how we gonna do this. Fuck Mobb Deep, fuck Biggie, fuck Bad Boy as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you wanna be down with Bad Boy, then fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too. All you motherfuckers, fuck you too. All of y'all motherfuckers, fuck you, die slow, motherfucker. My fofo make sure all y'all kids don't grow. You motherfuckers can't be us or see us. We motherfucking thug like riders, west side till we die. Out here in California, nigga, we warn you, we'll bomb on you motherfuckers. We do our job. You think you mob, nigga, we the motherfucking mob. Ain't nothing but killers and for real niggas, all you motherfuckers fillers. Our shits go triple and four quadruple. You know how it is when we drop records, they fell. You niggas can't feel it. We the realest. Fuck 'em. We Bad Boy killers.
Michonne. Okay.
Tonight's all about just doing ourselves and expressing it through ourselves through music. If you have an anxiety and people are causing you pain, people are putting you in discomfort, find something to relieve your tension. Find something. You have to learn how to create your environment. And
right.
It don't mean that you are being negative towards anyone because you're expressing yourself. Just enjoy your damn life. Don't be worried about what nobody else got to say about who you are. I'm just enjoying life. Hey, I didn't say it. Tupac said, fuck you all. Hit him up. He called him out. He just called him out. He wowed out on him. I told you a long time ago, I have never really listened to Tupac like that. But Tupac had some real, real shit. No. And I'm just honest.
Do not play another Tupac on there. He too raw.
Oh.
Don't put a leg. Do not put another
Hey.
Two.
Hey, what it is. Hit him up. I'm so excited, though, for real, on another lighter note, while politics are going on and people are being suppressed and people are, again, at home. Through the order of stay at home, people are going through real circumstances that is probably unknown to other people. And so it's best to always be patient with a person. And when a person cannot and real note be themselves, then they are in the wrong place. And I'd rather be alone than to be with people that I can't be myself. And so I encourage people to find out who you are and find out respectful. You can express yourself. It's nothing but we're playing here and enjoying life. We unfortunately would not be able to hear from the Runaway Diva again, all was well. So we had to create the environment itself that's uplifting, that would bring people into really shaking off anxiety. And when you think, you know, fuck this shit, you know, not so much as fuck people, fuck this shit. You know, all the circumstances and situations and conditions that we're in. A lot of people can't say that.
Hey, you're going in and out. Now I can hear you now.
A lot of people can't say, you know, they can't say their truth. And so it's important to be able to say your truth and to always know that there are constitutional rights to being able, to be able to speak your piece. As you said earlier in your rendition of your song, your project that you did, that one of the reasons that you was inspired by Denise Bethel was because she was able to tell her truth. And I would encourage every woman to tell their truth.
And she was spiritual too.
Say it one more time.
And she was spiritual too.
Yeah, you know, and this is spiritual, and these things that's happening to us is a spiritual warfare, you know. And I'm talking about my motive behind the music that I just played was simply because I set it up and said, for those people who are trying to suppress other people, for those people who are trying to keep people bound and keep them from growing, fuck y'all, fuck all y'all. And
and I mean that. It ain't got nothing to do with anybody, person, whoever that is. If it's the federal government, if it's, you know what I'm saying, it's somebody you know, nobody got to. There are people, we might have what we need, the basic things that we need, but there's some people out here that don't have it. And I know they feel that way. I was watching a documentary of the people that's mental health that's been let out of the mental health in California. And the man went through all kind of hell for 4 years before he could get a home because he was homeless and didn't have an address. And so he was in and out of jail. And then he couldn't even, you know, take a goddamn decent bath. You know, so if people are not mad at this situation and what we're in, you know, uncovering all the bullshit and telling the straight up truth about the matter, we're in a serious time right now. We got to grow up. We got to do what's right for ourselves. And you can't let politics dictate who you are because they want to call us invisible people. I'm not invisible. I'm alive and I'm here. And I have powers and authorities and I have rights. And so if you can't express those things, when the whole world getting money, they talking about trillions and billions of dollars, and the whole world getting money, but the black community, come on, what the hell? So I can't express myself because somebody don't understand what I'm saying. So let me express myself and explain it. Fuck all y'all that's trying to suppress people. And hold them back.
Okay, cool it.
Shit.
Okay, chill.
I mean, come on, our community has suffered more than anybody. More than anybody. And how anybody can, I can't get on the air and keep talking jolly, jolly, ha, 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 without expressing myself. This shit hurts.
Right.
This shit is uncomfortable for many people. I'm sad. I'm in tears for other people because I have empathy and compassion. And so I'm going to speak for my brothers and sisters. They can't express themselves. Fuck off. Who want to hold us back? You cannot control another man. You cannot take from people and think that you're right. You got to make it right. Give back what don't belong to you. So I'm just excited. We're gonna go to our board. I'm excited as always to be in your presence. I hope you're having a good night because I am really enjoying myself. Welcome, caller. You're on the air. We are listening to Mind Blowing Decisions. We're talking about life, love, and relationships. I am your host, Rashawn M. and Judy Watts, and our station manager.
Hello?
Welcome you. Hello.
I'm here.
Great day, caller. How are you? 7483. Caller, you're live on the air. So, again, you know, I just want to have some fun. You know, when things change, you have to go with the flow of things and you have to be able to duck, bob, and weave, right? And anytime you're in a fight, you just don't let nobody come and walk up on you and just bust you upside your head without defending yourself. You know what I'm saying? And so, since we're not doing any physical violence and we're not promoting ill will to anybody, we're going to just express ourselves. We ain't dealing with this shit. So excited. Again, it's been a great day. It's been a long day. It's been inspiring day. And again, I'm still so grateful to know that there are people out here that exist who are laying foundations and making marks in this earth that cannot be erased, and so our bios and our voices and our expression and projects like Jesus Project, Hey Miss Joe, this lady, you know, these things can go forth because we have the freedom to be able to express ourselves and create those things that we want to have in this earth. And so, super super excited again to know those who labor among us, you know, and those who volunteer, those first responders and people who get a time and telling, doing broadcasts and doing announcements, doing hosts and radio media, you know, all the outlets that will stand up and tell facts, you know, and nothing but the facts. I had a conversation with a representative of Legal Shield, and I'm not promoting. I'm not affiliated anything, so I'm not getting paid. This is nothing, no promotional stuff or anything like that. That's my disclaimer. I just had a conversation with someone who represents Legal Shield, and I asked a few questions. I told them that I wasn't interested in getting into the affiliated marketing aspect of it, but I want to know what the people are doing. What is Legal Shield doing with such a great large community of lawyers? What do they say? Have anybody consulted the lawyers about the injustice, that the injuries that the people have suffered over the years? When is anybody going to stand up and just say something on behalf of the black people? And even though right now they are now working together with the different other houses and titled parties, they are working together, collaborating and things like that. But our community, I feel, needs more exposure, and our community needs more. We need more revenue and substance coming through our community. I believe that the truck drivers need to be fairly paid, because they're being open as the shipments and different things are available. And I believe that we can do this effectively. I believe that if we talk and say those things, make our claim known by naming it and claiming it, those things that we expect elderly not to be having to suffer through their medication, like my mother, who suffers from doctors taking their medication from them or reducing the quality of medicine they get because they feel like they're taking prescription illegal drugs, narcotics, I should say. And so they
Michelle,
around.
Michelle, you're fading in and out.
The health care of our seniors, you know, the well care, I should say, of our seniors, not standard, but quality. And I think these are the things that we need to be talking about, how we rebuild this population. How do we rebuild our communities? How do we even get the education, knowledge that we need as people to be able to tap into the resources without trickery, without babble, without confusion. These forms and stuff that they have in us feel, some of them say that we give up all of our rights and things of that nature for these loans, like we're selling our souls and stuff just to get this money to be incorporated back into a system that we need to be free from. And people that have those type of forms who's tricking people out of their inheritance or their birthrights and things of that nature, I just feel like, again, as Tupac said, fuck all y'all, you know, because these politicians are just crooked.
Yes, they are crooked.
And they have been
very crooked.
They've been stealing from the American people for so long, and it's been, you know, it's just being exposed. Keeping it real, it's just, y'all gonna have to keep it real, and y'all gonna have to deal with some of them consequences. I know that's what they've been afraid of. And so, you know, I can see it from that perspective, that all the hell and harm and injury that you have caused to the communities, different communities, all the nations against our nation, a nation, a country, and, you know, it's the Americans who have been renamed and reclassified and recoded over the dawns of time, you know, over the many moons we've been classified. And I talk about that all the time, about the commercial codes that they have, you know, that they have put us in and said we are, and took away our native language and made us not know who we are, you know. These things, I don't understand how anybody could be okay with not speaking about these things or be offended by somebody expressing themselves in truth and in facts. Not personal, and then yet it is personal, because anytime another person deems to hurt another individual, I think they should be I think they should be held to the letter of the law. You know, when you purposely go after somebody to hurt them and do them harm,
to make up things up on them, to create things in their name that's not true, to harass and to lock us up. There's two little girls that's missing in Las Vegas, two sisters, 1 7 and 1 4. You know, it's no Amber Alert out on these young girls. And I'm like, what the hell? When did that start happening? Is that just only here?
Oh my God.
In Reno,
Chicago, and other places where they had an Amber Alert out.
I have not seen an Amber Alert. Just a news. They are in danger of being emotionally distraught. What the fuck? They in danger for being away from their parents. And, you know, these are things that ain't nobody talking about. And who knows what these babies is? No known update to say these little girls been found or not. You know, they put the search out. Nothing. Two little sisters here, melanated girls who have been separated from their families. We don't know the circumstances. If their parents had corona, COVID-19, you know, we don't know the circumstances because they didn't give any background. And that's frightening.
Yes, it is.
It's frightening. Frightening to know that there are two little babies out there who don't have the support that they need for whatever due to these circumstances. I want better. I want the world to heal. I want us to be in our rightful place, and I want us to be with our family and protecting them and taking care of them to the best of our abilities. And we need money to do that. And so the government got to fork over this money. They got to bring forth what don't belong to them and bring the people what belongs to them. They're shelling money out for all these companies. And the real people of America, of this country, this A country, from this stupid-ass A plan and course that they created to wipe us out from the beginning. You can go back in the scriptures and hear about the Hittites who came and put an order out to kill us and kill us all and all that kind of stuff and make us unknown and never mention our names again. So we don't know our real true identity, and now these babies are lost. And I had a while I was out here trying to open up my group home, my seniors group home, I ran one of my business partners ran into a young girl who is a runaway from her adopted parents because she felt like they were mishandling her, beating her up, and prostituting her out, and she doesn't know her real name because she was adopted, and every time she goes to a new home, they give her a new identity. And she's walking the streets right now here in Las Vegas.
From Atlanta, Georgia.
It's serious things going on here. So I say again, for those who like to suppress people and to own them and to mishandle people, fuck all of y'all who want to keep people from growing and living in prosperity the way they're supposed to, in peace, the way they're supposed to, you know? It don't make any sense that people have to live like this baby is walking the street because she feel like she cannot trust people. You know, the circumstances to her walking the street is what it is, without going into any details, you know. So she left me. I was able to give her comfort and allow her to come through and get cleaned up and get her a meal, you know, but I couldn't hold her. She's a runaway. What do you think you're going to do with a runaway who ran from their own house? You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to get as much information out of
her. For helping her?
Oh, she did. And I told her, you got an auntie, since you don't know who your people is and you don't know where you come from and your name, you remember who I am. And I'm your auntie. So anytime you out there and you really lost and you just found auntie, I'll be your family. So she has that. And this is what we're going to have to be
nice.
For people. We're going to be people. Think we have to be people who care about other people who are lost and who are suffering in silence and suffering in abuse and suffering through circumstances unknown to other people. And so you can't judge another individual. You can't judge what they say and they do because you don't understand where they're coming from. You have no idea of the various, experiences that people are living through. And so we have to have room to be able to
love people through their pain and meet their needs and stop judging so much. That's just my word for tonight. So I hope I encouraged you tonight. I hope I said something that that was helpful. I want to thank you all again for joining us, Mind Blowing Decisions, where we talk about life, love, and relationship. We wish all you all a great night. We wish you all the best, and we hope that you can continue to learn how to express yourself. Turn the news on and get plugged in. I know it's a lot to deal with, and sometimes it's overbearing, but it's better to be informed so you know what's happening and which way life is going for you so that you can grow and not be left behind or left out. It's important to me. I hope it's important to you. Your well-being, my well-being, the future generations of this great country, this great soil. I pray that you all be at peace and remain calm and be able to be informed and open your mind up to new things that's going to happen, because the world is not going to be the same way. There's great change that's happening, great change. So many wonderful things that's happening. If you all inspire to have a business or create something, an avenue to help other people, you desire to help other people, I want you to reach out, you know, hashtag help other people or make it right. You know, hashtag make it right. I think that's what we need to be saying. Hashtag make it right. I'm going to start that off. Hashtag make it right. That's the justice that we want. Hashtag make it right. And I believe that a lot is said in that statement by itself. You cannot continue to disenfranchise on the American people who have built this country. This is our home. And for our people to be going through the different things that they're going through because someone else has taught us bad behavior. Again, we talked about people with bad behavior and how they're running the world. They're throwing tantrums and they're saying things they shouldn't be saying. They're doing things they have no business doing. And, again, I express myself with the most clarity that I can. I mean, no one in harm, but I just won't stand back any longer and be quiet and suffer in silence about the atrocity of the things that have happened to us and our people and how they're trying to keep us out of the loop and with all this confusion. People think that they have a virus, and it's not the virus that they think that they have. It's more of the fear of the pandemic that it has, and telling people what the symptoms is. They did a lot of that by talking about China, you know, with the masses and stuff. But anytime they want to shut the world down, they're going to tell people, get masses, make people stay home, shut everything down, and then do it for as long as you can. But the people of America today are smart, and they're woke, and they're conscious, and they're growing, and they're in the time of the hour. This is their midnight here now. Midnight. Their fear has come upon them, and they have been exposed. So we have to take knowledge of what that means for us. It means that we can now grow, because the resources now will be directed in our community. And so those dreamers and those entrepreneurs and those small businesses, mom and pop and at-home businesses, private entities and that nature can really get the resources to be able to help the people in the community. That's what it's about, quality of living. That's what we want. Hashtag make it right.
Hashtag make it right, because people want to enjoy the pleasures of life and the time that they spent. This young lady told me today, every minute of mine is a dollar. So I don't do anything anymore for free. There must be a transfer of money. And I just said, I just looked at her because it's something that I had been talking about for some time,
that these industries, these businesses, and these corporations and so on, and the things that they're doing and the politics that they're playing and how it's affecting people's lives. And I believe that those who believe in the living Most High God, whatever name that you call him or her, whatever you want to say, the creator or, you know, the universe or whatever it is, to whatever you believe in, that's your thing. I believe will encourage you to do the right thing, because it's important that every person be able to provide for themselves through the service and talents that they have and that they give, and not be subject to labor laws where the tycoons benefit, like Bill Gates and so many others. So I encourage you to be well tonight, and get plugged in and find out what they're talking about on the news, find out where the economy is going, and start making a plan for your future. You don't have to stay in the same state you've been in. Your life can change. I'm encouraged to know that the scriptures say from rag to riches is where we're going, and I hope that you have a great journey. Write down the different experiences that you're having. Do a scrapbook. Create a go back to getting a poster board and do a vision board. This is the time to dream. This is the time to put yourself in a position and do something like you've never done before, like Gigi with her project and doing it live here on the show. Just a snippet of her project. Hey, Ms. Doe. This is Miss Lady. I heard you've been going around.
Hello, Miss Doe. This is Miss Lady. Well, I forgot.
I'm telling you. See the expression? But the expression is, I heard you've been going around.
Now I remember. Hello, can I speak to Miss Doe? Hello, Miss Doe. This is Miss Lady. I heard you going around town telling people that I'm chasing after your man. And I have a man. Let me tell you something, Miss Thing. I don't need to chase after your no good, sorry, broke, ugly man with his old stinking drunk tail. And, okay, this is a fun thing. And it's not right there talking about nobody. And just having fun. The friction. Hello?
It's so wonderful to be able to express yourself and to be able to bring such a new, fresh, original piece straight from Gigi's mind, straight to your ears. I'm so excited you got to do it right here on my business. When we talk about life, love, and relationship and everything else in between, I'm telling y'all, I am excited, and I know that, you know, playing that music may have disturbed some people, and I meant no harm to anyone. I am just expressing what is my studio playlist, and it is well with my soul. And I'm confident to know that I've expressed myself well here. I want us to be in harmony and work together the way we're supposed to work together. I want us to know that we don't have to live in nobody else's limitations, and that we are free to be able to make choices and decisions and be able to follow our path and our dream, you know, and to explore that to its greatest maximum height. Girl, who knows if somebody else hear that, you know, who knows if, who hears that and what happens from that. I'm excited to see what comes from this, this great night. Thank you so much again, Gigi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, my God, it's so wonderful. It's a wonderful night. And I say that because, let me say this before we end our show. We got about a little bit under 23 minutes, under 24 minutes left. I had a book tour that was supposed to be happening, and I'm a little disappointed. I can't tell no lie. I'm really disappointed at the situation. I had some things in working and plan, and it's been slowed down, but I know that there's a blessing on its way because of the slowdown. And
the coronavirus slowed you down.
Yeah, girl, seriously, hit me hard, you know, because we was planning for so much for this April and the end of March,
We was hoping to be able to come and touch people's lives all over the world, you know, doing world tours, book tours, growing our businesses and our brands and so forth, just like our, you know, our, I guess, the runaway Diva Shay, you know, she, that's exactly what she went about doing. In spite with not in spite of, with all the responsibilities that she had and as an entrepreneur, owning her own rights to the things that she's been able to do, you know, that no one else can take from her. So we're always excited to put people in a good position. And I just hope that you all have a wonderful, wonderful night. Be well. More love to you. And stay tuned in to what's going on with this coronavirus. Updates next week. We have a great show coming up for you next week. We have motivational speaker and book author, Banner Churcher, next Thursday. So tune in at 7 o'clock for an exclusive interview. And we love you so much, and we wish you the best, and we hope that you all are safe and you're yes. staying focused and not
be
letting
safe.
Fear. Not letting fear grip you.
Thanks.
And reach out if you need help. There are places that are helping for those who are suffering. We've seen footage of in Dallas where the food banks lines are just extraordinarily long. I haven't seen bodies, and of course I don't expect to see any, but I do see a lot of homelessness and I do see a lot of hungerness. And so people who are brand new to the struggle and the devastation of being cut off you know, being unemployed, it's serious and it's severe. And it's affecting people all over the world in different ways. And so no one knew that it was going to be like this. I think that if we did, we would have probably prepared a little bit better. But this is not the first pandemic, and it won't be the last unless we can do something about it. So as I was talking to the legal team representative, we'll be trying to have them on air just to come in and share with us some of the things that they feel like as experts, attorneys, and we'll reach out to Jess Answer and ask them what they feel that people should do to protect themselves, what type of wills they should be looking into, should they be opening up trust accounts or spendthrift accounts because of the money that will be coming through the communities and things like that. And the community leaders need to get involved and speak up and make that claim so that communities, those people that's under them, that work with them, that volunteer with them, will be able to be provided for. There's a lot of money out there for those small businesses who did have things assigned for April. The government is saying that you can apply for the small business loan, and it is interest free, and it is it's no payback. So they didn't want to say free money; they had to go and make it complicated. But this is money that is allocated to small businesses, such as people that's in essential businesses that are open and still operating, and those businesses that are. Let them know. Send out a notice and let people know, your community know, that you're open for business, and then tap into the resources that's there for you. It's been a great night. I hope that something I said really, really touched you and helped you understand and put things in perspective. We wish you all a great night. Gigi, I love you so much.
I appreciate you
coming on. And thank you all for allowing me to express myself and be myself. You know, it's so wonderful not to be bound up. You know, as a kid, you expect people to, you know, to mind their manners. But as adults, we expect people to respect who we are. And so I hope that in these days to come, that more respect is more prevalent. Because we need to learn to respect other people's space, time, and lifestyles. And whatever someone gives you, if you get a gift, be grateful. And with those gifts, let's treat them as if they're such and they're special.
and so that the respect that's needed to heal our land and our people will begin to actually really manifest itself and happen, because we need it. Gigi, I wanted to give you one other opportunity to, before we end the show. Was there another childhood experience that you had that you recall, like, you know, that you and your sisters, you said y'all wanted to be singers, and so did y'all ever write any music together?
No. We very young.
Oh, wow. I have three brothers, three older brothers, and one four younger brothers and three older brothers, right? Some blood, some not blood, but however, we're family. And so we all have come together and as kids, and we always tried to perform. We created all type of creative literature, poems and plays, and we performed at libraries in Chicago, Illinois. One of the biggest libraries at that time was on Fullerton Avenue. And we used to perform. My uncle worked there and his girlfriend worked there. And so we used to go into the auditorium and we did a performance called Peanut Butter and Jelly. And it was so funny because it's all about musical. It's just a musical play, right? And we're telling the story about how people were hungry in the days of the old times, and how they would eat porridge and how they would eat pea soup and how they would eat goulash and things like that. And then it was a young brother and sister. It's almost kind of like a Hansel and Gretel story. Young brother and sister with they went to a house. They got lost in the woods, and they went to a house, and the person at their house, they wind up had peanut butter and jelly only in the refrigerator and some bread. And it was one slice of bread, but each one of them was only two pieces left, and the bread was kind of hard. And they ate that peanut butter and jelly and made up songs and sang themselves right back to their home full of peanut butter and jelly. It was a cute little play that we did as kids. And so that's the memory that I choose to leave you all with tonight. I want you all to be blessed, be inspired, and dream big. So if that will be all, Gigi, I'm going to bid us all a farewell for now. And until next
peace
week.
Peace and love, everybody, and stay safe. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're good. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.